May 29, 1900. Threat of chastisements. Jesus is abandoned and left alone. Continuing in the same state, I felt all oppressed, and I had all the need of a support to be able to bear the privation of my highest good. Having compassion for me, Blessed Jesus showed his face from within my heart for a few minutes, but not with clarity. And letting me hear his most gentle voice, he told me, "Courage, my daughter. Just a little longer. Let me finish chastising, for afterwards I will come as before." While he was saying this, in my mind I said, "What are the chastisements that you have started to send?" And he added, "The continued rain that is pouring is more than hail, and will bring sad consequences over the people." Having said this, he disappeared, and I found myself outside of myself inside a garden. From there inside, one could see crops and vineyards withered, and within myself I kept saying, "Poor people, poor people, how shall they go on?" While I was saying this, a little boy appeared in that garden, crying and screaming so loud as to deafen heaven and earth, but no one had compassion for him. Though everyone could hear him crying so hard, they would not bother with him and would leave him abandoned and alone. A thought flashed through me. Who knows whether it is Jesus? But I was not sure about it. So, drawing near him, I said, "What is it that you are crying, dear child? Do you want to come with me, since all have left you prey to tears and to sorrow, which oppresses you so much as to make you scream so loud?" But no way. Who could calm me down? He just barely answered with his sobs that, yes, he wanted to come. So I took him by the hand to bring him with me. And in the very act I was doing this, I found myself inside myself.